down the hill, like someone twice her age. She had to go so slowly to check her progress against the double yellow lines and to count the number of footsteps getting her to the zebra crossing. After that, she used the same methods to reach the postbox, the chemist, and a shop front that had long since been boarded up. Then came the worst bit, the bus stop, always full of hostile young people who surely would have been warmer in school. How cruel they could be. On better days, they ignored her, but today their jeers were already reaching her, despite the growl of the traffic. "She's plastered again," yelled the leader of the pack of girls. Another one joined in. "You've been at this special brood here, you old lush. Look at her, she can hardly walk straight." That one made them all start laughing, spitefully. It never occurred to them that she found it impossible to stay in a direct line, the edge of the pavement never quite clear enough. The woman, cross at herself for being upset, tried her hardest to walk without a limp, and as straight as possible. In her previous life, she'd have said something, but what exactly? In her previous life, this wouldn't have happened in the first place. Chasing a shred of dignity, she raised her chin, but in doing so, lost sight of the curb and wandered closer and closer to it. A whoop from the group of girls failed as a warning, as the traffic raced by, each car hustling the driver in front for a space to overtake. Suddenly, the woman tumbled over the curb into the path of an oncoming black cab. One of the girls stood up and held her hands over her open mouth, her attention grabbed by the red coat flapping behind a falling figure with a white stick skidding across the tarmac. For the first time, the girl saw the old lush as a blind, very real person in serious trouble. But it was too late to be sorry. The woman's hands and knees scraped across the gravel, much like cheese across a metal grater. It stung like hell. In fact, so much so, she couldn't hear the brakes of the cab until they screamed to a stop right beside her. The driver swore, putting his head in his hands. After a long moment, he looked up again and was about to start bawling at the stupid woman when he saw the white stick. Hurtling out of his car, he couldn't run round to the fallen woman quick enough. He felt dreadful at the sight of her cradling one hand with the other. Ignoring a gang of girls running away from the scene, he asked awkwardly, "Are you all right, love?" He saw she was a mess. The pocket of her coat was ripped, the front smeared in muddy puddle water. The knees of her jeans were gaping, and a thick dark line seeped through the denim of one leg, tracking the course of trickling blood. "Poor lass," he thought, but asked out loud, "Where can we get you a cup of tea, eh?" He was helping her to her feet when the woman from the laundrette came out. Ears pierced with a few hoops, and her face creased with concern. "I'll come here, darling. I've already put the kettle on," she said with a broad Belfast accent. Gently guiding the injured woman into the shop, the laundry manager sat her on a wooden bench. It was humid inside, thick with Alpine fresh detergent smells. The steady buzz of rotating washing machines was oddly comforting, helping to prevent the woman in her favourite coat from crying like a baby at the ruin it now was. Instead, she leant back to get her bearings. Brushing against someone next to her, she apologised and then giggled, realising it wasn't another customer. Muttering one word, "idiot," she patted what was really there, a plastic dog with a slot in his head.
"I'm for sure you could be doing one of those," suggested the manageress, only swearing twice and nodding at the life-size guide dog's charity box her sister had persuaded her to put in the laundrette.
"Me? I guess so. But you have to be totally blind to get one," the woman with the white stick replied. But she was wrong, as she would soon find out. The seed of an idea planted itself at that moment. It would grow and grow until 2 years later there was Oscar. Blonde, black, or a confused mix of dark brown, all puppies like these are just chubby and lovely. But only some